The Go for Growth Show, powered by Beepo.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Go for Growth Show. My name's Mark Engelman and I'll be your host for today. On today's show, we're very lucky to have Kurt Sanders with us, and he's the big boss at a business based in Brisbane, Australia, called the Content Division. So welcome to you, Kurt.
Thanks very much for having me, and congrats on the new show.
Thank you. It's it's very exciting thing that we're doing here. So Kurt, let's just crack on. Like, tell us a little bit about the Content Division and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, sure. So the Content Division's been sort of in play since about November last year. And we're digital marketing content strategists. We basically niche down into three parts: strategy, content creation, and execution of that strategy, which can involve all different sorts of things. So we actually started with a much broader set of products that we thought we would be using. But as every good audience does, they tell you exactly what they need from you, and it's up to you to change to make sure you're servicing those. So yeah, strategy and execution has been a massive part of our business and our growth early on. So that's been great. And we work with B2B clients mostly. There's a bit of B2C in our client base as well, business to business and business to consumer. But where our strengths lie in B2B, I think. So yeah, it's been a fantastic start. We've absolutely hit the ground sprinting, which is great.
Yeah, great. And I think, you know, that whole digital marketing space is just, it's the way of the future, right? Everyone's talking about it. There's a massive buzz on. There's really no going back for businesses that want to grow, right?
Oh, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I guess the big thing, though, for businesses saying, you know, I need to go digital, or I know I need to go digital, is to make sure you don't go digital without a strategy, so yeah. Without actually planning it out. So one of the biggest issues we're finding with our clients is, and an interesting point is that the smaller businesses are having the exact same problem as the bigger ones, which is a really interesting insight for us. But that the lack of strategy and the jump to tactics for businesses has been a massive learning curve for a lot of them, and it's it's a tough one, because they see businesses flourishing on Facebook or on Instagram, and they dive in and they expect to have the same results, but they haven't actually taken the 4 to 5 to 6 weeks to really break down who the hell they're talking to, what it is they're going to actually say to them, and how to do it in a non-disruptive way, like to how to be a part of their day. Because I mean, let's face it, digital display ads, yeah. Why would you try and interrupt their days? So yeah, that's been a massive challenge for our clients. So digital, no doubt, it's no going back.
Yeah, great. And so one thing that always fascinates me about talking to business owners is really trying to understand what they did before they started their business, and how they came up with the idea, why they decided to sort of take the leap into business. Can you tell me a little bit about your journey and why you decided to start the Content Division?
Yeah, sure. So the simple answer is that I was sick of doing it for other people.
Like
most business owners, I suppose. So my history is sort of deeply seated in journalism. So I started off as a journalist, and I did actually have some marketing experience with agencies before that, but I spent the majority of my early career in journalism, and I was the national editorial manager in the end, national editorial training manager for a division of Australian Associated Press, which is Australia's newswire. So I was looking after a ton of journalists and teaching them, you know, better ways to produce the news and how to do it in a way that actually engages audiences. So, yeah. But the thing is, you know, like the traditional media models are just being absolutely pounded. So yeah. Writing was kind of on the wall for that, and I decided to jump ship. So after that, I actually was the digital content manager for Brisbane's Economic Development Board here in Brisbane. and Brisbane marketing. So I got to look after some pretty massive audiences there and had some really great successes with my team there as well. We looked after two different websites, choosebrisbane.com.au, which is firmly a business-to-business portal, investment attraction, conventions, attractions, all those kind of digital Brisbane. So, you know, transforming the city digitally. On the converse side of that was Visit Brisbane, which is our tourism portal. So both of those, during my tenure there, we had a fantastic team. And I think we've discussed this before, a fantastic team of millennials.
Yes.
who just brought those products ahead in leaps and bounds. And to give you like one stat, in the time I was there, we managed to bring the Visit Brisbane portal, and particularly one of my staff members there who was completely committed to it, or two of my staff members there were completely committed to it, from really an also-ran website to something that was a huge lead generator. Like, I'm talking, if we're talking purely in page views, because it is, you'd run like a media website, so talking in page views, we took it from like, I think it was 170,000 article views or something in a year, we took it to close to 2 to 3 million article views.
Wow.
And total visitation to 13 million in a year. Wow. But the more impressive stat was that we brought the leads generated up to, it was insane. I think we converted to awesome. That was so good. But it was because we focused on really engaging content. So that's what I was doing before that. And then I decided, you know what, I can take this knowledge that I have in building audiences and generating leads, and I can turn it into my own thing, and that's how the content division was born.
Yeah, great. And I think so often, right, you see on the internet and, social media and in EDMs, businesses attempts at doing digital marketing well, but they seem to forget a whole section of sort of, warming up the lead before they go in with the big ask, which might be, a webinar or a free business consultation or something, and they kind of just
all selling.
Yeah, that's right. And not really, like you said, not really understanding the audience. You know, can you tell me a little bit about sort of that whole process and, how do you view that?
It kind of actually goes down to the kind of businesses we work with as well. So those kind of businesses cannot be purely transactional businesses. We just don't work with them because I just don't see value in a short-term sale for a sale's sake without sort of creating a customer that you could have again and again and again. So the idea with content marketing and with any marketing really should be to provide inspiration, a trigger, some fantastic information for them and answer every question they have before they actually decide that they want to buy something off you, because that person becomes a fan of you or far more invested in what you do. So that's the kind of businesses we want to work with as well. And we do work with those businesses. You know, they're absolutely focused on creating relationships and network. It's, digital marketing should be word of mouth on steroids. That's what it should be. So
totally.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we view it.
Yeah, great. So moving on to talk a little bit more about your business, the content division. Tell me a little bit about sort of, how the first year of business or 6 months, and, what's your strategy been to date in terms of customer acquisition and, exposure and brand awareness, I guess, as well.
Yeah, sure. So the very first strategy that we knew we had to put in place was activating the network that we had.
Yep.
Working for Brisbane Marketing gave us an incredible network. So I have a business partner as well, and we both worked there. And working for them was great because it really did activate a network for us. So the second part then for us as content marketers is to build an audience, is to start doing that. So you use that network, you activate it, and you build that audience. So that is absolutely where we've got nearly all of our early business, as well as the inbound side of things, but it is all a combination. So, and that has truly been our strategy early on. It's been to feature the stories of the people we know, like tap into their knowledge, amplify that knowledge. And so to do that, we actually started a podcast called The Telltale Podcast, and it's purely about storytelling. It's about how brands use story to engage, mostly at that top funnel at that moment of inspiration, right up the top. And it has absolutely done that for us. It's been an extremely strong tool for us to do that. And it's also, I guess, the other great thing about it is it absolutely showcases what we do for clients as well, how we activate audiences and their networks. And the clients, you can almost see the aha moment when they realize that they have a fantastic tool on their doorstep that is their own network. It's just how they activate it.
Yeah, no, totally. And I know that you've said in the past that content marketing has been around for hundreds of years, and I totally agree with, you know, the point you just made around activating your network, right? Your network is not only the people that you physically interact with every day and the people beyond those people, but it's the people you digitally interact with as well, which is where sort of social media comes into play. I guess, what are some of your do's and don'ts on social media? Everyone, you know, kind of sees Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, and, you know, there's a raft of others, I'm sure. And I guess for a lot of people, it's probably really overwhelming to try and sort of work out, well, what does all this mean, and how do I kind of have a laser-focused, targeted approach to all of this to get the results that I need for my business?
Yeah, I think the fact that you just listed all of them probably paints the biggest picture and the biggest problem that everyone has. Yeah. And that is, you know, you start a business and you have a business and you see someone else is doing something on social or in digital and you go, oh, I need that. So you go and you start a Facebook, you start a Twitter, you start Instagram, you start a Snapchat, you start all these things, and then you're like, all right, who's going to run this stuff? And no one is, and that's when they die a painful death. So, yeah, my number one tip is always strategy before tactics, because once you get into a strategic mindset, you automatically say, my audience is in platforms X, Y, and Z. All right, can I break that down even further? My most valuable audience is on platform X. All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to start there. Okay, what do I do on that? All right, then what does my audience want to know about? How can I help them? How can I add value? Figuring out their questions and answering them or entertaining them on those platforms. But making sure you just don't spread yourself thin. Like, go to where your audience should be. For most brands, small ones, it's one spot. It really is one spot. Mm. Start there. Work on that niche. If you can nail that niche, feel free to move on to another niche. But don't spread yourself thin, and just strategically write down who your audience is. Build personas around who they are. You know, most brands have one or two, really. So you can see how it builds a strategic plan for someone that's going to use social or digital. You know, it's not for everyone. It really isn't. If you're going to do it, make sure it's strategic and absolutely niche down. The broader you are, the less you are, really. So, that would be that's my number one starting point anyway.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think, you know, that's just good old solid business strategy, right? Like, don't try and sell to the world. Find your niche and target that and go hard.
As you said earlier, that's been going on for a long time. Like, that's not new. Digital marketing and content marketing isn't new. It's a done thing. It just happens to be being done in a different way now. So, yes.
Great. And so, what's the future plans for the content division, Kurt? You've been in business for about sort of 6 months now, and things are going really, really well for you, which is always good to hear in those early sort of days of your business startup. What's sort of the next year going to look like for the content division?
Yeah, sure. I can say the first 6-7 months have been a mental roller coaster, but I don't want to hop off now. I mean, it's awesome, and it's not one of those like little roller, not like a Dreamworld roller coaster. It's like one of those massive behemoths in the States that have those awesome names like Mean Street. But as I said, I wouldn't hop off it for the world now. From here on, we've obviously niched down our audiences further, and we've niched down our products further. We know and our processes, our workflow processes. Yeah. So getting those things right, it's actually quite handy, because it helps you plan exactly how building awareness, building a funnel, building an acquisition and building an audience, it actually paints that picture for you. So if I was to say what's the plan next, we'll keep doing our podcast. Our blog has been a great source as well. And those are the two things we're doing. We're not doing anything more because, as I said, you spread yourself too thin. We'll keep that going. And then the next step for us will absolutely be live events. The power that a live event holds for audiences, for you, for other people, like, you know, taking the fact that you might use that thing for lead gen out of the equation, the value it adds for other people is something that builds authority for yourself. So that'll absolutely be part of our future in the very near future. And you know, we're going to keep practicing what we preach in distributing helpful audience-focused content. And our why from the start of all this was, you know, let's make marketing better. Let's stop disrupting people and let's make it a better thing for consumers. Let's just sick to death of having a pop-up ad. If I was to nail it down, definitely live events will be the next focus for us.
Yeah, awesome. And I think, I think that's a great step forward for a business like yours where you're dealing with a market that very, very generally speaking is probably not very well educated in the digital space and doesn't have access to the tools that they need to be successful in that space. So I think having live events and learning events and education sort of type events and workshops, you know, just totally makes sense.
Sorry to interrupt. It actually needs to be down the kind of client. As well, which I love. Like we know our clients. We don't deal with transactional people. People that come to us and say, "I just want to sell 10 things tomorrow." Like to me, that doesn't make any sense. Unless you're an established business that has that capacity. Generally, they're not. You know, they've been around, but they're not doing any marketing. So that's one thing. And I guess the next thing is we want to work with really good people, just great people, rather than and transactional and dodgy people can go. I don't want to paint a picture of them too much, but those kind of things. But and then thirdly is we just want to work with people who have a really great vision for their company as well. Because if they have a great vision, generally they understand that you need to build an audience as opposed to just having someone buy from you and forget about you. So that's definitely where this whole business journey has taken us down to an extremely niche path. Which has been handy, and we're gonna continue to execute in that way.
Yeah, awesome. So we're nearing the end of the show for today, Kurt. I've just got two more questions for you. The first one is: do you have any growth tips for anyone out there that's looking to build their business, grow it, push it forward? You can define the word growth however you want to, based on your journey and your vision as a business owner.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to say I'm an expert in growth per se, but I mean talking from a content level because that is my expertise. And the growth that I've managed to pull out of that is that just if we niche down, find an audience, and just stick with that, and find a really engaging way to talk to that audience. That will be our pillar for growth, I think, for at least another 2 or 3 years, definitely. So that would be my tip. Create really, really valuable and helpful content for an audience of one, if you have to, niche it right down. That'll absolutely be my number one growth tip.
Yeah, great. And my last question for you, Kurt, is have you come across any great pieces of tech or any software applications or any services lately that you're using in the content division that have been really useful?
Yeah, sure. So we use quite a lot of software as a service from all different kinds of things. We use PandaDoc to create proposals. We, all different types of things. But I guess the ones that are adding a ton of value are Zapier. I don't know if you use Zapier at all, but it's just an automation tool, right? And it links together so many things and takes away potentially a quarter of a person's job. So that's really great for a small business anyway. So Zapier is really fantastic. If the audience hasn't played with that, they should definitely jump in. One really great one for us is Rev.com, which is just a really easy service to use. It's just a transcribing service.
Yeah, we use that.
Oh, well, I love it. It's a simple thing, really. I don't know if it's a massive tip, but if you've done a live event or you've spoken on something like this and you just want to transcribe, it's super fast, it's super cheap, and you've automatically got a blog post to go along with your video, to go along with your audio, and yeah, it's a killer. It's great.
Yeah, we use Rev, and for $1 a minute of audio, like, you can't go wrong. So
yeah, absolutely. And our CRM, I just like to throw that in. I don't care what you use. just use it. Just get in there and use it as much as you can.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Well, that's the end of our show today, Kurt. I'd like to thank you for your time, and yeah, we'll catch up.
Thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, thank you very much. It's been great.
The Go for Growth Show, powered by Beepo.